Gordon.
Yes, I'm right.
I didn't want to call you earlier, but Mike told me that you was going to try to meet this morning. I rather think that if we would touch base, I've touched base with Mansfield and came by, and I've talked to Dirksen, that if y'all could mark up that Treasury bill and do two things. One, give Secret Service authority to clear up the court decision and ask for assistance when they need it. Two, extend it to candidates, major candidates determined by Secretary of Treasury, and he'll have an advisory committee. You saw that language.
Yes, I have that in my desk.
Made up of majority and minority leaders, and I have already, and I want to clear this with you, get your comment or your approval if I can. I have ordered Secret Service 4 or 5 o'clock this morning for the detail with each major candidate, Nixon, and the Kennedy people, and the McCarthy people, and the Rockefeller, and so forth. We don't have any law about it, but I think we ought to do it if for no other reason, just to investigate it, these crackpots.
Well, saw that I told you last week when you told me. I'm completely in accord with it. I'll do everything I can.
I know you are, and I know I was awfully grateful you raised it with me, and I appreciate it. But this morning I took the action without authority, and I would like to have it acted on as soon as I can so that this wouldn't be usurping. If Mike said he thought they could mark up the bill, Mansfield Dirksen said they'd try to get it up tomorrow. Dirksen said he would tell Eastland about this candidate business, and he's sure it'd be all right to go ahead. And Steed over in the House said he would accept it. You probably ought to, for these 6-7 candidates, put in whatever it is they ask. I think it's $1,000,000, $3 or $5 million, and give them a contingent fund.
Thank you very much.
Contingent. I'd put a little money in the contingent fund if they need it, where they can use it. These folks I've bound with Secret Service, we've been too niggardly in the quality of the people that we can get with the money, and they have to depend on all these other agencies. Sometimes the others don't respond too helpfully. So I think if y'all would get that out and Mike could call it up, it would be mighty helpful now. In any event, I wanted you to know, and I wanted you to prove what I've already done in the absence of the law, so they wouldn't think I was just doing it secretly.
Well, I think you did the right thing, frankly, and what I completely supported.
I know that, and I appreciate it, and I'm grateful if you'll get with Mike. Let me give you, I think I told you this the other night, but this is a sample. I don't want it publicized. He's very sensitive. He never wants anything. But when President Eisenhower was stricken, we had a state dinner. Before they could move a plane, send doctors to him, they'd come get the Commander-in-Chief's order. Now, that ought to be where Secret Service is required by law to protect a man. They ought to be able to call a police or call an Army, Navy, or Air Force doctor or to call a defense person. For those very few, the only two are Kennedy and Truman and Ms. Kennedy. I mean Eisenhower, Truman, and Ms. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Now, those are the only three. And that's why this language is important in here, so that you don't go through. You can't put one of them in hospital without getting the authority of the Secretary of the Service. Now, frequently, the Secret Service has to call on a food and drug or a medical man to look at grapefruit that somebody sends Eisenhower, or you may send him some steaks from Colorado. If you're going to require them under law to protect a man, you ought to let them use your agencies to help if they need to, particularly when it doesn't cost anything extra.
Well, I agree with that.
And now they're doing it reasonably well now, but they're doing it without any authority of law. They say it doesn't cost any more to do it. But the Defense Department provides them communication. Now, Defense Department provides them transportation ever since Nixon's day. I I send Eisenhower anywhere he will go if he wants to. He never abuses it. I send Truman. Truman's never written but once or twice. But they have to protect a man, but you don't allow them the means of protecting them except sub rosa. And we've been doing it, as you saw, under that decision without any legal authority. And so if you legalize that with that little sentence that legalize it and say that the agency shall help them, then extend it to the major candidates as determined by the secretary and let his advisory committee. The only question would be what we do if somebody like Dick Gregory, and then Dirksen and Mansfield can sit down with Joe Fowler and they can talk to Attorney General and signatures, decide what to do. It'll have to include fellows like George Wallace. He's more danger than anybody else. But those two things could get on that appropriation bill if you could get it up. Well, I wouldn't have to have this temporary arrangement more than 2 days, but I asked the Commandant and the Marines to make available MPs if you needed to for the gates and the grounds of the Kennedy home or the Nixon apartment or anything if they needed to, because Secret Service has very limited personnel. But I'm doing that on my own authority, so if you all will confirm it as soon as you can, it would be helpful.
Well, I'll be glad to help. Wanted to keep it as quiet as possible.
That's right, and I would
try to keep it quiet now.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Well, put it out
there. I would just go on, bring it out, and say a paragraph in the report, and then get up and get the damn thing passed as quick as I could. That's what I would do. Incidentally, I was due to see the president yesterday, and he had another little sick spell, and so he had a setback. Eisenhower did. So, this is very important from that standpoint. I want to put doctors at Truman's and over there too when we need to. And we can now, but we have to do it without authority. For instance, when I send a plane to pick up Eisenhower from Palm Beach, I have to do that on my authority. Now, it ought to be in the law that Secret Service requires he be transported or requires medical, it ought to be money. Those two things will straighten it out and everybody will be clear. And I would do this. I would take their estimate, which is too small and always too niggardly with them, I found out. And I'd put a little contingent fund for the director to use in case of an emergency where he has some unusual thing that arises, particularly like somebody that got shot or something.
Well, I have no objection to that.
Thank you, Gordon.
I'll help every way I can.
You get with Mike Monroney, and I'll have DeVere Pearson, who's worked on it, our staff, who used to be counsel up there at the Senate Committee. I'll have him come up and maybe you can get this language in. Everett and Mike said they'll clear it and get it up. Tom Steed said he'll accept it.
Well, that's fine. We won't have any trouble on it.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, Mayor.